Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, everyone, my fellow Ripplers. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles. Welcome you again, once again this week. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. And hey, you know what? You better be checking. Although, you know, I'm starting to update the webpage now as we speak. We should have that updated in the next few weeks. You know, I got an event today, so I figured I'd give you guys a quick shout out and be able to give you a quick episode here that I think would be very valuable. But know that the next event, if you want to see me live, especially teaching the things that I've been teaching here, but in depth, be sure to check it out. Follow us. We're going to have that posted here pretty soon, probably next month or so. The next event, the last event for the year, is going to be this next fall. So I've had a lot of people ask me, like, hey, when's your next live event? I want to come. I feel like I need this. Like, especially if you're the type of person that, you know, one, you know, maybe you're a business owner, you've been relatively successful, you're making good money, but you're tired of that money not making money for you. You're tired of having to keep working. You know, maybe you're somebody who's an employee and you have, you know, you've been saving in different things. Maybe you've got home equity. Maybe you've got savings, retirement accounts, things like that that you've been using. Especially if you've got at least over, you know, $80,000 to $100,000 in retirement accounts or savings accounts or, you know, IRAs, things like that. We should definitely be talking. You know, you may not want to wait till next fall, but, you know, definitely you're the type of person that's going to get great value from the events that I do. You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, we even teach things about like how to track money, how to be a wise steward of it. We teach you about tax breaks. We teach you about things with investing. We teach you about things about how to protect yourself. All kinds of stuff we talk about, even about how to create money without money, even, you know, like how do you create money with your human capital? Things like that. Things we'll actually do, you know, some minor, you know, like minor intros into or kind of light episodes of sorts here in the near future too. Today, I want to talk about what's this number one asset, this huge asset most people have started to forget about, or maybe they haven't forgot about it. They've been questioning, but they're not doing anything about it. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things I see that is the difference between those I work with and those that I don't, or the fact of whether or not people can go and implement. I'll tell you, it's really hard to have the confidence to go and do something and take action on something when you don't have somebody actually helping you there. And it's interesting, I had several people come to me lately, and one of the biggest assets they have that sometimes they forget about is their home. Now, a home in and of itself, if you've ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, books by Robert Kiyosaki, he talks about your home being a liability, not an asset. Why is that? Well, because it's not generating cash flow for you. It's not doing anything for you. You're living in it, and that's great. Now, I still would call it an asset. I think having a home is a tremendous asset, just like your family is an asset. Now, it's not something that you're going to be creating money from. You know, you don't necessarily create money from your family. But I do believe that home can be an asset if used properly. And a lot of what's happened lately is that we've seen the real estate market go up. We've seen the real estate market kind of get people back to where they were in the 2007 highs again. And you've seen articles on that. And, you know, I'm no Nostradamus, but I'm pretty sure that in many areas of the country, not all, but most, you know, there's still going to be a little bit more uptrend of the real estate market for maybe the next year or two at least. I don't think it's going to go up forever, that's for sure. But I do think it's going to continue to go up for a little bit more. And so people are asking, they're like, well, now do I have equity? Should I sell my home? Should I keep it? What should I do? And so I want to talk about both scenarios here. But I want to start out by kind of telling you a story because you got to be careful. So there's two things you can do. Either one, you sell it. Or two, you know, and you can sell it and you could buy a new home or you could sell it and go rent. I actually have a client right now that's become the consideration. They said, you know, we've got equity in this home. We really want to start creating some passive streams of income right now. Why don't we go rent for a little bit? You know, now obviously renting is not like the best way to make money, because you don't really make any money from renting. But depending on where you are and things like that, sometimes renting can be cheaper than buying the home. And so it can actually increase your cash flow a little bit by renting. Plus, if you can get that equity to work for you, fantastic. Especially when you're using equity that's not encumbered by, you know, like a home equity line of credit where you have a monthly payment. That's money that could be pure profit, right? So that is an option. You can always, we talk about selling assets from time to time on the show, you know, utilizing those assets better. That is one way to do it. Some people have got investment properties they've got equity in, and sometimes it's just worthwhile to sell it. So I've had a few people where we talked about, you know, selling is a good option for you, and you can get that equity out now and be able to put, turn around and use it. And so that is one option. The other option is, of course, is that you can go and take out a line of credit or refinance your mortgage to where you can do a cash out refinance. And depending on the situation, will depend on whether or not you should do one or the other. That's one thing I talk with people about often is that, you know, when we look at it, we say, hey, maybe home equity line of credit is the best option for you based on cash flow. For others, because the interest rate's going up, maybe just getting a first mortgage, just doing a cash out refinance and doing it that way could be cheaper. It just depends on the situation and the timing, you know. And so I've had people do both. In fact, just yesterday I was talking to somebody on the phone that's a potential client, and we said, hey, you've got $450,000 of equity in his home, which is great, by the way. And with that $450,000, I said, well, what if we only use $300,000 of it? And I had, you know, some of our real estate connections go and run some numbers, and we actually found that we could use about $320,000 to leverage as down payment on two fourplexes, right? Well, those two fourplexes, after the mortgage payments considered and all the other expenses and costs considered, the actual total cash flow, net cash flow he's making is $3,600 a month. Now you got to factor that if you're taking out about $320,000, you're probably spending in the ballpark of anywhere from $1,400 to $1,600 a month. Could be less, could be a little bit more, but it's usually in that ballpark, right? So say it's about $1,500 a month, which is probably about pretty accurate. Well, guess what? That's pretty awesome. Because that means he's able to leverage his equity, and with no extra money out of pocket, no extra savings, nothing like that, he's able to create an additional profit of over $2,000 a month. And that's huge. And I remember the first time I learned this, you know, I was a financial advisor back in the day, right? I was the conventional financial advisor 15 years ago. And I remember it was actually at the end of 2006. So if those of you don't know my story, that's right before everything turned. I remember I met with my dad on a few occasions. He's like, hey, you're a financial advisor. Why aren't you advising me? Come on. Which is interesting because I actually went into the business because of him. I wanted to give him his life back. And I remember looking at his stuff, and he'd save so well. For someone, the kind of money he was making, the guy saved more than people that made twice his income into like his 401k and such. The thing is, he couldn't do much with his 401k until he retired, right? But he saved a decent amount, but not even close to the amount that he would need to retire. He would have to hope to die within 5 years is what I had to tell him. And he was pretty depressed by that. He's like, so if I retire, I have to die within 5 years? And I was like, yeah, or you're probably going to run out of money. You couldn't earn enough interest to keep it going and lasting. And he's like, well, what other options I have? And I looked at the situation and looked, and I finally just said, the only other thing that you have is you have this paid off house. And his was completely paid off. It just paid off. He was proud of it. He paid it off like 7 years prior to that. And he's like, yep, I paid this off in 20 years. So I was pretty excited about that. And he's, again, he was the saver mentality, not necessarily the steward mentality, but a saver mentality to hoard all the money, try to, you know, pay things off, things like that. He hated debt and he wanted to save. This is why my perspective has turned, yeah, as of, you know, in the last several years, because I realized that that perspective doesn't necessarily lead to financial freedom, because he was still felt trapped. And so I said, well, you got your home. He's like, okay, well, what do I do with that? What can I do? I'm like, I don't know. And I ran the numbers. I'm like, well, gee, just to beat the interest rates, especially back then, they were higher than they are now. I was like, you're going to have to earn at least 5% a year. Okay, great. Where do I get that, Chris? And I knew there was places he could probably average that, but I couldn't guarantee that he would get that over a course of 5 years. It was like those next 5 years before he was trying to retire. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, there's places we could put it in, but I can't guarantee it. I just could not in full integrity guarantee that. You know, lo and behold, it wasn't just a matter of weeks later that I ended up jumping ship. I ended up, you know, really a matter of weeks or a couple months later, I completely left the financial advising industry. But that's when my eyes opened up. I realized there are other creative ways to be able to make money, and sometimes safer than the stock market. In most cases, it is safer than the stock market. And things like real estate, whatnot. In fact, he was able to leverage some of his equity, and he was able to net, I mean, just the net cash flow he was making was over $3,000 a month extra just from the equity from his home. And that completely changed his life, especially because he was still working, right? So he's still working, making money, but now he's got an extra $3,000 net coming in after the mortgage costs and everything he's able to leverage. And it blew my mind. And I remember I had a friend that used to teach a seminar called, you know, One Night Retirement, where he would talk about using home equity. Now, I'm not a big fan of going overboard with this because there are risks. Because you don't invest it wisely, you could lose all of that. And now you're stuck with a mortgage payment and no money, no income, right? That's not a good place to be. You know, you want to be in a place where it's safe, where you have control and things like that. And so you got to be careful in how you do it. And I've met a lot of people that, again, have that gambler mentality that can really bite them in the butt. And so my advice to you is to make sure you're doing this carefully, doing it wisely. Make sure you have real advice, like real counsel before you just jump into something. I mean, there are lots of opportunities. If you're wondering whether there's enough opportunities out there to make money, I'm telling you, there's more than enough. There's plenty of ways. I mean, you could do things. I mentioned, you know, real estate investing. I mentioned there's things like hard money lending, or, you know, even just lending money in general, or leveraging money to invest in certain types of assets that can produce certain returns. Some of them are even contractual, you know, but again, it's always case by case, and you got to be careful. You got to do your homework. You got to do your due diligence. But I'm here to tell you, there's lots of ways to do it. And if you've got a home that's got equity now, and maybe you're not even sure if it has equity, this might be the time to look at that. Now, I'd recommend that before you just go and start, you know, just playing with your money, again, get some advice first. You know, I've had some people that have gone and pulled out equity, and they said, yeah, I listened to some of your episodes. I remember this one. You talked about that a home could be an asset. But guess what? I went and refinanced my mortgage, and I went and invested in this. And then I have to break the news and tell them, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. Ugh. That's horrible. That's just not good. Or, okay, that's good, but that's just okay. You could have done better, you know, with that same money. You could have done so much better. And that's where there's that lost opportunity cost. And so be careful. You know, ignorance is not bliss, especially when it comes to money. Ignorance can be expensive. And so even if you kind of know some options, the thing is still, what you don't know could hurt you more than what you actually do with the money. So my recommendation to you is, you know, be wise. Make sure you get the right counsel, but remember that that is an asset, and that asset can generate income for you right now. So if that's your situation, hey, it's time to maybe look at that more. If you've got questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, hey, Chris, this is my situation. What do you think? And then we could maybe have a conversation and talk about that. So anyways, I hope this is valuable. Again, look for the things. I mean, no stone unturned. Leave no stone unturned. Look for the things that could be potential assets in your life. And this may not just be a home. It could be any kind of asset that maybe is not being leveraged properly. Look for those opportunities, because those could be the very things that create financial freedom and can get you to even have the option to retire within the next few years. That is my advice for you today, this week. Everybody go and make it a great and prosperous week. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.